My guests today are two Reno athletes, Bridget Webster and Michelle Foreau. They are part of an 8-member team, Bike Like a Girl, and they're heading off for a race across America. It starts in just about a month from now. 3,000 miles, 12 states, day and night racing. Holy moly, ladies, this sounds like an amazing trip.
Yes, I think it is going to be an amazing trip.
You can sound kind of trepidatious there, Bridget.
Yeah, it's a little daunting when you think that you're going to be starting at the Pacific Ocean and ending at the Atlantic Ocean. It's all the way across country.
We're all calling it, I think, the adventure of a lifetime. We're all, I think, pretty amazed that we've been able to come together so quickly and put together a budget and a crew and a plan and begin to raise a lot of money for our causes, getting more girls and women in cycling. And now we're close enough, I think we're all pinching ourselves and going, oh my.
It's really going to happen.
It's going to happen. And we're going to be out there on the road through all these amazing places. And we've got a ton of people watching us do this. So it's going to be a crazy, amazing adventure.
Now we'll get back to the charities you're supporting in just a moment. But first, let's talk about RAM, the Race Across America. You ladies are the second women's team to ever compete in the race. And frankly, I'd never heard of the race, but this is the 34th year that we've had Race Across America. It's a famous endurance race for cyclists. How did you get involved? What made you decide, I want to do this race?
I just moved to Reno from Annapolis, Maryland, and the Race Across America finishes in Annapolis, Maryland every year. So my group of women cycling friends in Annapolis began to hatch this plan when the race finishers arrived in Annapolis last year. They reached out to me, and I had to do a little soul searching because it's a big commitment. And I thought, okay, I'm in. And then I had an opportunity to invite somebody else, and I thought, who else do I know out here who's as crazy as I am? And of course, that
it's
would be Bridget.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever done anything of this type, this length of endurance?
I have never done anything quite like this. I have done some cross country cycling. And I've ridden my mountain bike across Nevada. And I've also ridden my mountain bike from Telluride to Moab, Utah. So I have done distances where I'm on the bike day in and day out. But I've never done it in a relay, a 24/7 relay.
Let's explain the race. It's a relay. Someone from your team is going to be on the bike at all times, day, night, for just about a week, a little bit over a week. And you go in stages. How long are the stages?
I think when we started thinking about the race, we all kind of assumed, oh, we'd spend an hour on the bike and trade off. And in reality, it's a race. So with 8-person teams, you break into 2 teams of 4, and then you're on shift for 10 hours. So for that 10 hours, 4 women will rotate in relay format being on the road. And we will be taking approximately 20-minute turns out on the road, going as hard as we can.
Wow, it's a sprint.
Yeah, it's a race.
Wow.
And so it's unlike any other kind of bicycle racing that exists. So it's a real test of how to train, how to prepare, how to be ready. So when we finish our 10-hour shift, then we'll get to be off for 10 hours. We'll be sleeping in an RV. We'll be eating. So we have a little mini caravan of essentially 5 vehicles going down the road with us, leapfrogging the various crew members and the riders, getting us down the road so that we can, you know, do this safely night and day. And we actually hope to arrive in Annapolis in under a week. We leave on Saturday, June 20th, and we have a ton of friends and family waiting for us in Annapolis, and we'd love to arrive Friday night and immediately go celebrate with our friends.
Now, ladies, I'm looking at a bit of a map of your route, and you're going to be going from California, Arizona, Utah, Colorado, over the Rockies. What's that going to be like?
The longest climb in the race is the Wolf Creek Pass in Colorado. I think it takes us up to a little over 10,000 feet. And I think my husband, Dwayne Lodrig, is our crew chief, and he's been doing the planning for us. And I think Bridget and my team is going to be the Wolf Creek Pass team. And the good news is that since we're here at altitude, Bridget and I will have a little bit of advantage over our lowlander friends team back in Annapolis.
Yeah.
And, you know, experience of those sorts of longer climbs.
So you take on Colorado, the peaks of Colorado, and then it's down into Kansas. What could go wrong in Kansas?
Oh, that's the one I'm almost worried about the most. I guess the crosswinds in Kansas are just horrendous.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, all I'm I really, really hope we just have a good, strong tailwind the whole way. But Courtney, I think the crosswinds in Kansas are very, very bad.
That's one thing I didn't really think of is crosswinds. You know, peaks are one thing. Crosswinds, what if they blow you over? You just have to get back up on the bike and get going.
Yeah.
How do you handle injuries in a race like this?
Well, that was honestly my mother's biggest concern. She said, what kind of medical professionals do you have on your trip? And we are lucky to have a doctor who's experienced in expedition medicine traveling along with us. And two of our teammates are nurses.
Perfect.
So I think we're all set.
So from Kansas on into Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, West Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and then back to Maryland, all in a week, 3,000 miles, day and night racing with Bridget Webster and Michelle Farreau. It's called The Race Across America, and it starts just about a month from now. Now, you are bicycling basically for charity, for charities that involve girls in cycling. Tell us about the groups that you are giving money to.
We chose to raise money for World Bicycle Relief, which is an amazing organization that provides sturdy bicycles to young kids, young women, girls in Africa, along with women who use the bicycles to get to work. So for the girls, it enables them to actually be able to ride their bicycles to school so they can get an education. And for the women, it's about being able to make a livelihood. So it's a tremendous cause of a bicycle, really, as transportation. And then secondly, we've partnered with the Women's Cycling Association, an organization here in the United States, to create Bike Like a Girl cycling camps geared to young women aged 12 to 15. We've partnered also here in Reno with a local specialized retailer, Sierra Cyclesmith. And our plan is next year to start cycling camps for these girls here in Reno and another one in Roseville, California, as a pilot program, which we intend to grow across the country. The Women's Cycling Association is a new organization started a couple years ago by Robin Farina, a woman professional cyclist, and their goal is to help create and grow equality for women's professional cycling. They were very excited to be part of increasing the amount of women's racing in the Amgen Tour of California, which is going on right now. They had three tremendous stages in the Northern California area, two in South Lake Tahoe and one in Sacramento this past weekend. So I think Robin is doing a tremendous job of really helping promote women's cycling, and she's a firm believer in grassroots. To get more women cycling professionally, we need to get more girls and women on bikes. So
from a young age on up.
Yes.
That's right. Cycling camps is a really, really good idea, especially for areas, say, that are underserved, like our rural areas. You could branch out and get all of Nevada girls on cycles. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Our coach for RAM is Julie Young, who works here in town at the Silver Sage Sport and Fitness Lab. She's a former professional cyclist, highly decorated. And in her experience, she was coaching with some of the USA Cycling junior camps. And she'd see 30 boys show up and two girls. And the girls just didn't feel welcome. So this camp program is actually her idea. And part of it is to create a welcoming community for girls where they do feel a safe place to learn these skills and the camaraderie of all girls and women. I think that's going to be very special.
We're talking with Bridget Webster and Michelle Farreau. They are two team members of Bike Like a Girl. The team is competing in the Race Across America. They'll get underway about a month from now, raising money and awareness in support of empowering girls and women through cycling. Now, let's talk about your team, Bike Like a Girl. I love the name. Why did you pick this name?
We had a lot of debate about the name because, you know, in the long run, it's important to feel you have a name that represents what you're doing. And we were inspired by the video that went viral last summer and then was turned into a commercial during the Super Bowl by Always, the division of Procter & Gamble. Mm-hmm. And that video is called Like a Girl.
Right.
And we were so inspired. We looked into Bike Like a Girl. We felt that that really, it just exemplified everything that we cared about. And I have actually filed a federal trademark for Bike Like a Girl, and I think I'm about to get the final result on that. So we really want to use Bike Like a Girl to continue our mission. So RAM is really just stage one, and the cycling camps are the next stage. We're also working with specialized bikes. On May 31, we are co-hosting a bicycle ride for women, girls and women, out of Sierra Cyclesmith here in Reno, starting at 8 a.m., Sarah Cyclesmith on South Virginia Street. They'll have mechanics there to do a quick bike tune-up before the ride starts. And we will have rides of short distances, middle distances, and longer distances. We encourage all girls and women who are interested to come out. The Reno Wheel Men, Wheel Women, really, our little group. We've got 33 women. Will be ride mentors and leaders, so everybody will have a guide and won't get left behind.
That's a great idea. A whole group of women on the road, and this is coming up on May 31st?
Yes.
And where can people find details about that?
They can find details at the Sarah Cyclesmith website, and also we will post details and a link to registration, which is free on bikelikeagirl.org.
Excellent. My guests are Bridget Webster and Michelle Farreau with Bike Like a Girl. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in. Good luck with the race starting off next month. If we want to check up on you, see how you're doing, how do we figure out where you are at the race and what's going on?
You can follow us on the RAM website. We will also be posting updates on bikelikeagirl.org, and we do have a Facebook page, Bike Like a Girl RAM 2015. So those are all three are great places to track our progress.
The Facebook page is really cool. I've been checking out all the updates on your team members and their bios and their advice for bikers. The Facebook page is awesome.
Thank you.
Ladies, thanks so much and good luck.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Dana.